This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. A lot of people right now are running around trying to figure out what's going to be next, and quite honestly, I don't know what's going to be next, and I don't know if anybody knows what's going to be next, but I do turn to people when I'm trying, if I'm reading something and I think I'm reading it skewed, I'll turn to people. One of these people is my next guest. I caught him on his way home as things have canceled for him as well. And so tonight we have him back where he's, I hope, off the road now. But joining us from Sentinel Concepts is the chief instructor and the Yeti. And that would be Steve Fisher. Good evening, sir.
What is up, Bill?
Not very much. Were you still seeing the spookiness as you were headed home?
I've been on, cross country for the past umpteen weeks, literally, 40 some days. And you could see some stuff building. I'm not the paranoid type guy, right, where we have this other particular group of individuals that are way too paranoid. There's a difference between that and prepared, but we'll talk about that. So it was, it could have got pretty interesting this week. It's still going to get there, I think. There's too many telltale signs of what's coming, and that's fine. I'm sitting here on my couch relaxing, picking popcorn. So, but it was interesting on the road. There was a lot of people in panic mode. I saw every zombie apocalypse vehicle known to man on the road that you could imagine, full of water carriers and generators and I don't know what or where they were going, but they had it all. It was great to watch. So I was just laughing myself on my, 1,800-mile return trip.
Yeah, Steve, you drive pretty much everywhere, don't you? You drive from Michigan to Las Vegas. You just drive everywhere. Steve tries to change his tires 5 or 6 times a year just because he wears them down. Just terrible wears them down. But your truck is a bad boy. I like your truck. But anyway, I'm getting off of my track here. So you say that you see what's coming. Do you want to share with me what you think you see that's coming?
Not at the moment, but I will tell you this. I think people should just hunker in and get ready to spend the next, 30 days hanging out.
Yeah. Now, I went to 2 gun shops today.
Oh, God.
For various reasons, but I was astounded by you could tell the people that were gun owners already because they were coming in looking for ammo.
Right.
And you could tell the people that were not gun owners because they were coming in there looking for guns and then want to know what kind of ammo goes in the gun.
Oh, let me tell you. I got a couple emails today from some people, potential students, whatever. And they're like, hey, so zeroing this AR-15 that I got. I'm like, okay, what do you got on top of it? Well, house gun this, probably a red dot. Do I have to hold higher? Can I just zero it at like this distance and do this? And it was comical. I'm like, have you ever had an AR-15 before? Well, I shot my buddies once. I really technically don't have one now, but I did just buy one. And it's on the way to the gun shop. It's getting shipped in.
Right.
I'm like, right. Oh, dear God, we're all going to die.
Yeah, well, at least they are. Yeah. I'm not going to. My optic is zeroed. After I came back from the class, I realized that I had a couple of optics that were not zeroed. I was like, what's the point of having them if I'm not going to zero them? So I zeroed them. And so now they're zeroed. I mean, having them on top of the gun going, ooh, that's cool. That just doesn't fly with me. So Now, I know that with you, wherever you go, if I see you out and about, there's going to be something, some weapon on you that's both impressive and lethal. You do not go out and not carry. You, as far as I know, that's not something you do. Are you going to up your game in the next 30 days, for the next 30 days?
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't change that. It's always something there, right, regardless of the fact. If I'm on the road, I'm either teaching pistol or carbine,
right,
or shotgun, and there's always a long gun. There's always a handgun. There's always long guns. So I pretty much have that constantly with me. You know, there's a fully stocked pack in the truck. You know, driving across country, all of the United States, from north, south, east to west, every end of it, I've been to it. So, you know, I always have gear and equipment with me because I've just been that prepared guy, you know, my whole life. And I've been stuck in places during snowstorms and ice storms and other things. And, you know, so there's always that kind of kit bag that you have with you. Mine really doesn't change. Even with something like this, I was on the road on Monday. I had gotten a phone call very early in the morning from some friends, and they were pretty concerned. And they're like, "Hey, man, like, you might want to get off the road and hunker down for a couple of days." I'm like, "Oh boy, here we go." So, you know, mental checklist, you know, gear shift, you know, you go through the list of dudettes, you know, in certain areas. You're like, "Okay, I can go here, here, or there, blah, 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 blah." You make some calls. But then you start going through your head, right? Like, okay, my bag has this. I have this. I have that. Holy hell, I've got a whole lot of other stuff. If I have to leave this vehicle because it breaks down or I get hit, you know, now I'm leaving all this extra gear for somebody else because I'm not going to take, you know, 4 pistols, 8 rifles with me or whatever it is, just imaginary numbers, right? And I literally sat there and I laughed because I said, "Oh yeah, throw it all in the bed of the truck, toss a road flare in there after you get everything else you need and just bake it all so nobody else can get to it." But those are the kind of goofy things that go through a lot of people's heads, you know, and I was laughing at myself going, well, we're not going to that extreme right now, but Tom, these are the things that kind of get in people's heads when it gets like this.
I know that, you postponed a few classes. And I'm looking at your schedule, which you're still going to go to the symposium. Still going to happen, right?
Shooter Symposium is now canceled.
What?
Yep, it is off.
I'm being asked by somebody we both know which pistol you were carrying on your trip home.
So it was kind of interestingly unique. I can probably guess who that person is one way or another.
Yeah.
So there was a Langdon Tactical Beretta,
yeah,
a full size, and he's not going to get the answer he wants. So to hell with him. I was carrying a Beretta 92 from Langdon Tactical. No, actually, I had my Chambers Custom Night Fighter on me with a Hollow Sun. That was already in my carry rotation, so nothing was changing at that point. There was a Glock and an actual Langdon and a Nighthawk all in the gearbox because they were on loan for students in the class. So I had guns per se, but the one that was on me was my particular personal gun there.
Yeah, I was carrying my Chambers pistol everywhere today as well, and I did find ammunition today. I found 1,000 rounds of 124 grain.
Oh, very nice.
And I didn't have to pay too much extra off of that. But I also was just informed not to tell you who asked you that.
Oh, I know who it was. I guarantee I know who it was.
Anyway, we're coming up on the break now. You can go to SentinelConcepts.com, and I think everything up to the NRA show, if you look at the schedule, that's been canceled. So is RDS Handgun, is that going to be happening April 19th, or is that...
That course has been postponed. We're going to roll that back. And we can talk a little bit about the whys with that. But
all right. We'll do that. We'll do that in the next segment before we run out of time. SentinelConcepts.com. This is where you can train with this guy. You can train on all the little disciplines that nobody teaches, and you can train with him without the dogma associated with the normal class. We'll be right back. My guest is Steve Fisher. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with, he's one of my instructors. I took his red dot sight class this past October, the only day in October in South Carolina where it exceeded the heat that you'd find in Death Valley. I was there. It did almost kill me, but I did finish it upright. Anyway, but we're talking about Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. Let me ask you a question. For all of these guys that are I'm almost certain there's more people that are thinking they need a gun that haven't, that they think they can go to the gun store and go get one just any old time, and they're not going to be able to. If somebody rolls up on Steve Fisher and says, hey, you got guns, would you loan me one?
No. Not unless I know you intimately.
Right.
That's for certain. And that's the whole purpose behind them being concealed.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, I don't, see, I've always sort of picked, do you like live out sort of, you're not like in an urban area, are you sort of in a rural area?
No, I'm rural, yeah.
So you probably wouldn't, could hunker down in there, and as long as you've got enough cigars and the good stuff, and, you know, you still got dogs, right? Some dogs?
Oh, yeah. No dogs right now, no, but I've got other stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty solid, you know, if, they told me I had to sit around for, you know, for a week or two, I'd be okay, good.
So nobody's going to come bothering you. I just find it interesting because you look around the country. In California right now, they're circling the buildings in the line.
Yeah.
When I went and got ammo today, they were letting only one person in the shop at one time. And that's because they had to go through all of this stuff with them. He sold a Glock 19 to somebody that didn't speak English. He did somehow pass a background check. But then he's like, you stick the magazine in this way, and when you pull this back, don't put your finger on the trigger. And I'm just grimacing the whole time thinking, dear God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's comical to me to a degree, you know, that anybody thinks they're going to be successful with, you know, that limited knowledge of whatever it is they have, you know. And then there's the other group that's like, oh, we're going to need more guns and more ammo. I'm like, I don't know what you're preparing for. And if you're just now getting to that point that you realize you need more guns and more ammo, yeah, I really don't know what you're thinking. You know, I mean, like, yeah, you know, I have some gear and equipment and stuff and things, and, you know, it's my job. And I'm like, I need one good one, and that's it. And you're not going to, you know, let's just say the zombie horde of doom shows up on Joe Blow's doorstep.
Right.
He's by himself. He's not going to win. So don't worry about it. You need like one magazine of 30. You'll probably get through 10 of those before somebody gets you. And that's about it.
Yeah. I've always thought I only needed two. You only need one. Would it be one of your knight's armament rifles?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good only one to have, though. That's a really good only one to have.
Oh, God, yeah.
I would want to have a sidearm. I don't know why. Well, even in the 80s, I got to carry a secondary when I was in the military. I was one of the few. So I don't know why. Maybe it's because I was a 60 gunner. That 60 is sort of hard to sweep around there inside that armored personnel carrier and everything. So I had me a nice, what was it? It was an Ithaca 1911. When I would shake it, it sounded like a castanet. It had been dropped from a high altitude. I qualified expert with that thing four times in a row.
That's a great gun.
Yeah.
That's a good gun to have.
Yeah, that was, I wish I could find it today. Even though I have, you know, I have my Chambers gun here. I mean, the Chambers gun is spooky. I've always thought that my biggest problems were me, but then I picked up the Chambers gun and I applied as much as I could press into it. And see, my problem when I start shooting is, and Steve knows this, because I'll slap the trigger, I can shoot really fast. And as long as hits don't matter, I will look like the best shooter out there. But I've been trying to restrict that. And I actually restricted that when I took the Chambers gun out for the first time this past weekend. You might have been proud. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, elbows were down. I wasn't turtling up. Using the optic, sticking it center mass on those steel targets. Watch it. I had a spotter. I want to know where these are hitting. He was telling me I was hitting center, center, center. So I was like, cool. But that's probably because Joe did the zeroing on the optic.
No, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
So, hey, sometimes it's just a matter of the zero.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. So, yeah, trying to apply all that stuff. But in any event, are you hearing from, I know you have sources. And we don't have to get into detail, but are you hearing from sources? Are you getting information from sources that are telling you, well, this might be this way, this might be this way, and we might have to look at this contingency and that kind of stuff?
You know, you hear lots of grumbling and rumors, and until they see it, you know, pretty much in ink or get a final yay, that's when I'll hear.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now it's just grumbling and rumors.
Right.
So.
Now, in the likelihood that things did really go sideways, you're just going to stay where you're at, aren't you? That's what I would do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no reason. You know, if you've got family, I mean, now, granted, if you're in a major metropolitan area and whatever disaster, whatever is going on, and it becomes really unsafe, you know, you might want to have a secondary plan to go somewhere. That's obvious. You know, take your family, take your friends, go. You know, whatever that case is. For me, I'm staying put. You know, I really don't have a need to leave at, you know, this particular time and junction. You know, there's just no need to with where I'm at.
Right.
It's a pretty tight-knit little farm group, and, you know, life is good here. Most people feel that, like, you know, they had this envision of they're going to bug out and they're going to do this. And I'm like, well, that's cool. You've got a 2-year-old, a sick wife, you know, a screaming, crying 9-year-old. I don't know where you're going to take all your freeze-dried food to and your MREs and all your extra gallons of water and the 55 guns you have and all the ammo. And, you know, I don't get that mentality at times. You know, it's different to me. I mean, obviously, I don't know exactly what these people have. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. We're going to go live in the woods. We're going to go camp. We're going to hook up a trailer. We're going to do this. I can't tell you the number of RVs, motorhomes, and campers just on my trip between South Carolina and Florida that I saw on the side of the road broke down.
That's the part. That's one reason I don't have one of those, just because of that one scenario. Coming up on the next break, for those that want to, and Steve is very active on Instagram. He's very active in other methods of social media. So if you want to follow and see what he's got going on, and when everything fires up, you can follow him on Instagram. You can follow him on his website, SentinelConcepts.com. Check all of that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions. The White House working with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get an economic stimulus plan passed and get money in hardworking Americans' hands. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
we look forward to having bipartisan support to pass this legislation
very quickly.
The number of people who have died in the United States from the coronavirus is now topping 100, and cases have now been confirmed in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now I'm about to launch into the part of the interview where I'm going to ask a series of things that I already know are pretty stupid, and I'm going to ask them anyway. So I'll ask them so nobody else gets to ask them. So I'm speaking with Steve Fisher, chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts, the one instructor I've ever been to that completely did away with all the dogma, which is the big eye-opener for me. For people that do have to go out, that can't just hunker down 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the next 30 days or whatever, that have to go to the grocery store or something. If they're out there and they're carrying a weapon and everything, they do not need to get in a pitched gun battle if they suddenly find themselves in the middle of a gigantic, squalid toilet paper riot, do they?
No.
Get set, look for the next exit, and get out of there? Would that be what you recommend they do?
Get out. It's not your problem.
I'm wondering if we're, now, do you think we'll see a police presence, a heightened one, because they're going to have the same issues that we have in terms of a... Yes, sir?
They have the same problems. They have a family. They have loved ones. They have a house. You know, first responders are going to be stretched. They're going to be torn.
Do you think we'll see them pull back?
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
I think you'll see some. I think for the most part they're going to do their jobs. Will we see quote unquote quarantines and lockdowns and whatever? You know, maybe. Who knows?
That would be awfully. That, logistically speaking, that would be really hard. That would be really challenging, wouldn't it?
I don't think it'd be as hard as you would think.
Explain that if you can.
I think you'd be surprised how fast you could get boots on the ground.
But, I mean, when I look at the numbers, just the raw numbers, okay, I know that localized they can do it. But, I mean, there's one police officer, one LEO, for every 19,000 of us, state, federal, and local. And I think the military right now is in the middle of their Transgender Diversity Day or something, so I don't know that they would even be present. So I know that in a local situation, quite rapidly, in a micro setting, they can, yes, they can put an overwhelming force in place, but it is not something that is sustainable, is it?
I think it's very sustainable.
Say again?
I think it's very sustainable.
Okay. Well, I don't know everything. That's why I have you on here. Tell me.
All I can do is guess. All I can do is guess. But I if they needed to, like, hypothetically, let's just say if you were going to call out hey, we got a lockdown in this city, completely quarantine it, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I bet you they could have dudes on the ground fast and they could sustain it.
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to get out there and do anything to upset that apple cart if that's what it comes down to. But at the same time, I'm not worried about what I'm going to do. If I was worried about what I was going to do, I wouldn't need to carry a gun. Because if everybody was like me, I wouldn't need to carry a gun because I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do anything to anybody. But that's the problem. Everybody's not like me. So, I mean, if it came down to it, I'd probably stand with law enforcement on that one. They needed the help. So, I mean,
you're going to get people up and down screaming, this is unconstitutional, this is this, this is that. People really need to read that Constitution. Some of the, you know, 50th and the 34th chapters, Title 50, Chapter 34. They need to read some stuff in that Constitution about states of emergency.
Yeah, because that's a special circumstance, isn't it? I mean, the other thing, I've been seeing a lot of people that are, well, not a lot of people, a few people think this is all government sponsored and it's to put martial law in place. And I don't think that is the case, but at the same time, they would be surprised, wouldn't they, by the contingencies the military and law enforcement has in place simply because they didn't have them in place. We would know it, wouldn't we? We would know if they didn't have certain contingencies in place because certain things would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not the world that the world out there that you go outside out into is not. It's not a Mr. Rogers neighborhood. It's you know, the people that have to do some of this stuff have to be very, what would you say, hardened to what they they have to do. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't bother me because I used to be a part of that, and my time in that has passed, and now I know other people are doing it, and it doesn't surprise me. But some people just get out there and they just seem to want there to be an issue all the time. I don't quite understand that. Do you ever run into that as a teacher?
Oh, yeah. I hear it often. I hear it from guys, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay, you're going to do all these things. Yeah, how about it? It's chest-thumping bravado.
Yeah. The Sonny Crockett syndrome, maybe. I like to get into the Sonny Crockett syndrome just because I hope one day to have a Testarossa. Plus, all the girls like Sonny.
So. All the girls love Sonny. Sonny was awesome.
I mean, Sonny what? Had that Bren 10.
He had a Bren 10, a 4506, and a 645.
You know, the 40
series of guns are.
The 4506. I told somebody today, if you could find one, I'd buy it. I wonder how good they would, how that would stack up today.
I'd still carry one.
Yeah. Finding magazines might be a bit of an issue, huh?
They're there.
I'm sure they are. If I can ever find one, though, 4506. It's like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties, but doggone it, it shot well for a 45. I liked it better than the 645 because the trigger guard on the 645 just offended me.
It was annoying.
I know it that's Stephen Williamson esque for me to take that position on the trigger guard. But
I love it. You know what offends me? Black Friday preppers.
Black Friday preppers. What's a Black Friday prepper?
The people that all of a sudden they show up to this oh my god event. Like we need a TV set because they got TVs on the stuff. Like oh my god, you know we need all the toilet paper. Like let me tell you about this old toilet paper rush. Let me tell you about this. Everybody's stockpiling toilet paper. You know what?
This isn't the norovirus.
I know, right?
I'll tell you what, we got about a minute left, so if you want to hold that so we can get it in its entirety, I would like to know. Kerry Davis came on the show, and we were talking about, the norovirus thing. I don't get that, because nobody's calling this the norovirus.
Right.
It has some of the same vowels.
Yeah.
That's where it ends. I've got a meme I'm going to share on the Sentinel Concepts page. You'll probably appreciate it. Just since you're bringing this up, I'm going to share that on the Sentinel Concepts page when we go to this break. For those of you that are interested in training with Steve, and I mean, he trains for low light, he trains for red dot sights, urban carbine, shotgun. He covers the gamut. And he has enough foresight to know that some of you are going to show up without a gun, with the wrong gun, a broken gun. So he's going to cover that too. And then he's going to teach you a class unlike anything you've ever taken. I don't care what you've taken unless you've taken one of his classes. So check him out at SentinelConcepts.com. You can follow him on Instagram just to get a latest what's going on because things have changed a little bit, at least for the short term. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We have been discussing things with the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts, that is Steve Fisher, and now he's going to explain to us the toilet paper shortage. Do I need to have my guy standing near the dump button?
No.
Okay.
No, so here's what's happening. People will panic purchase, right?
Right.
They will do all kinds of stuff. What happens is those that don't know what to do, do something. So herd mentality. So they will go and they will do what everybody else is. I need toilet paper. I heard about toilet paper. So I need to get all this toilet paper. And that's basically what's happening.
Right. That makes perfectly good sense to me. That makes perfect, because it didn't start out, I mean, it started out with it was the hand sanitizer, then the toilet paper. And then they started going to the canned foods.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to sort of shift as they go along and everything. And that makes pretty good. I can go along with that. And that's just from, I guess that's the low info prepper in them happening.
Yeah, that's what we call the Black Friday preppers.
The Black Friday prepper.
Yeah, the people are going to show up for the Black Friday sale and get whatever it is, no matter what.
Right. I have never given a flat screen to... Well, I have. I've given one flat screen as a Christmas gift, but I didn't get it on Black Friday because I didn't want to get involved in that fight and everything else. So, now, one thing is going to happen for me, and I'm going to brave the wilds of the upstate of South Carolina for this, but not this weekend, but next weekend, I think it is, I'm going to Exodus Leather. You ever been out there?
I know those guys. I've never been there.
Well, I don't have a nice, and when I say a nice holster, I don't have a good holster for the Chambers pistol. I've got some that are functioning, but I want some that go a little bit further than functioning and actually, you know, wear good, and at the same time, I can snatch up and be sticking it out there, or as I was taught, just to extend the gun out there, not punch it out there. Not punch too far to the left. But, yeah, I'm going to do that anyway. And I guess unless we get locked down, I guess that'll be the thing, won't it? We'll just have to see how that goes.
We will wait and see.
Yeah. So for you, mm-hmm. Now that everything has been canceled and everything, and we don't get to go to Nashville and see how much trouble could be done there and all that other stuff, you know, even Keita sent me a text yesterday saying, have your guard up and be ready to fight for your life, or, you know, something along those lines.
I mean, settle down, princess.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm calling her segment tomorrow, the key to coronavirus kill curriculum.
I probably got the virus right now, a deer that I just coughed. So yeah, it's that and pollen season's going on right now for me. The it's gonna be sporty, you know. I'll just tell people, sit back, relax, ride it out, wait, don't panic. Life is good.
Yeah,
you know, this isn't the end of the world. And you know, in about 45 to 60 days, we'll probably be just fine. But yeah, you know, I pushed off a couple classes based on the CDC recommendations right now, because of where everything's at. And I really don't want to be coming away to a class, watching kids at home or whoever, partner, whatever it is they have, you know, get out of school, and then they're going to go off to gun camp for 2 to 3 days. You know, that's fair. And I'm not going to be that guy. So, you know, basically, hey, look, they're postponed. We'll push them back. We'll get some new dates when everything's good. If you can't make these dates, then we'll roll you over into one next year. I'll hold a special one next year just for this group, and that's where we'll live.
Yeah. And, I mean, to be honest, I mean, like, places like Camden, Tennessee are relatively remote for it to be considered a town. You canceled that one as well. And I guess that's because of the proximity. How big of a class did you have lined up?
There was 16 shooters.
16 shooters. When I took Fighting Pistol with him a couple of years back, 56 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Three firing lines. In June.
Yeah.
In June. I did fine, except for sucking up the dust. I can't suck up the dust. But I did fine, which for me, just being able to... I always go to the hot classes. With your class, I figured October. Yeah. No. That did not work out that way. Is there anything that has come out lately that you've got your eye on that sort of piques your interest, something you want to look at? Like, have you seen that, the alien, the Lago alien?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't think
I'd want one of those for a while. What do you think?
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, it's sort of a radical departure, isn't it?
It is. It's different. I shot it. I played with it. It wasn't bad. It's another one of those guns I don't want to have to get support equipment for.
And for that kind of money, you could just get another Chambers. $5,000 unproven pistol. That's the thing that I was thinking about is... And where do they service those things at? Because I'm almost certain it's going to be an issue. Was there anything else that caught your attention, though? What do you think about the way the Scorpion, they're taking the Scorpion and turning that into a shape-shifting little pistol-caliber carbine? How do you like that?
Yeah, I've got a little Scorpion, a little mini one, and I dig it. You know, it's a fun little gun. I really do.
We've talked about pistol-caliber carbines. Do you think they have a place in a self-defense kit?
Absolutely, they do. 100%.
Is it just from the standpoint that it's easier to carry one caliber than it is to have two calibers, or
No, it's the fact that, you know, some people just might not be an AR person, you know, or they don't like the balance or the weight of the gun. And, you know, they're a little less noisy, a little less blasty, flashy.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with that at all. You know, especially if it's a house gun or, you know, a closer proximity gun. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's be real.
One thing to mention, Steve has this line of backpacks that he has with Tough products. And I think the CZ Scorpion Micro, what is that, the EVO 2?
Yeah.
I think that would be a very good gun to carry in that backpack of yours that you have. Because what's the name of your backpack that is like the just stuff just vanishes into it, but if you unzip it, everybody's eyes get big?
That would be the Revelation 2 from Tough Products.
Yeah. Steve has a little thing going on with Tough Products, which I do too, but I do not like Steve's. And this backpack that he's had come out is... That's quite a little piece of kit, but you can find Steve's stuff that he has with Tough Products both at SentinelConcepts.com and ToughProducts.com. It's Tough, T-U-F-F. And there you can see Nat and Nancy's wares, which Nat's a pretty quick study. I told him what I wanted in the bag, and he just made it and sent it to me.
Nice.
Like in a week.
They're great people.
They are.
They move well.
Yeah, they do. I guess after the coronavirus thing calms down, we'll get on with what we were going to do. But in the meantime, the Sentinel Concepts tough collaboration, there's a lot of good stuff in that as well. So,
So
while we're shut down, if I like call you up and I say, hey, let's come on the show again, you think you'd do that for the next?
Absolutely.
What are you thinking, like 30, 45 days it might be?
I think we're going to see some stuff in the 30 to 45-day range.
Yeah. They're saying that if, as it warms up, that will kill the coronavirus. Coronavirus only thrives in 48 degrees and lower.
Allegedly, and that's why it's in the Philippines, and the Philippines are hot and humid, and Africa is hot and humid, and Florida, and it's bullshit. So, yeah. I think what you'll see more is that vitamin D does.
Vitamin D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. I want to take the time to thank you because I caught him on the road today and I said, you got time to do it tonight? And he said, yeah. And, well, thank you very much. I will be talking to you. Be sure and hunker down and, one ice cube.
One only.
One only and one cut of the cutter.
Perfect.
There you go. I'll talk to you.
Bye, brother.
All right. We will be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.